Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the key updates in the financial services across Australia today, Saturday, July 27th, 2024. First off, let's talk about a controversial car insurance claim, which has gone aflame. A motoring enthusiast lodged an ambitious attempt to increase his insurance payout from $78,000 to a whopping $200,000, following a fire that tragically destroyed his rare 2005 HSV Coupe GTO Z Series. This bid, however, did not rev in his favor. Despite the owner's claims of unique modifications and the car's rarity as one of only 60 manual transmission versions, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with RAC Insurance. Based on market value estimation from Glass's Guide, coupled with the car's high mileage, their valuation of $78,000 was found to be fair. So should you have unique or rare vehicles, remember the value for insurance purposes is often tied directly to current market evaluations and not personal sentiments. Safety in the workplace is always of prime importance, and it's been brought to the forefront recently, following concerns over lead exposure at one of our well-known chains, Bunnings. After some reports of inadequately packaged lead sheeting at their Woodville store in Adelaide, unions have flagged potential safety risks. Bunnings, however, has refuted these allegations, pointing out safety measures taken align with expert advice. Enhanced packaging and labeling of lead products are set to roll out across all Bunnings stores nationwide to further ensure safety protocols. In brighter news, Australian Super and HESTA, two of our top super funds, are stepping up to address the affordable housing crisis down under. They are doing so through their recent merger with developer Assemble and investment entity Super Housing Partnerships. This powerhouse team aims to unlock substantial institutional capital and expand affordable housing supply. Assemble plans to offer scalable investment opportunities addressing various housing needs, from social to essential worker housing. It's clear to see that this collaboration has the potential to set an impressive housing blueprint for other super funds to consider. Finishing off with some regulatory news. The financial advice landscape in Australia is poised for substantial changes with the recent passage of the Treasury Laws Amendment Bill. This bill adds a new layer of transparency and affordability to financial services, requiring brokers to obtain consent when charging commissions for personal advice. Minister Stephen Jones stressed that these reforms are geared towards improving access to affordable financial advice. The industry, including the National Insurance Brokers Association and the Insurance Council of Australia, are ready to align with these changes, a promising stride in shaping a more accessible financial advice landscape. That's it for today. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, your guide to making sense of the Australian financial services landscape. For more information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay financially savvy, Australia.